Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin with our Sabbath worship.
唱诗128首。
Let's sing hymn 128.
谢慈爱的天父，看顾我们大家平安。
Thank our merciful Father for watching over us.
今天是主的圣安息日，我们一起聚会敬拜神。
This is the holy Sabbath day blessed by God, where we worship together in adoration.
愿主耶稣基督与我们同在，祝福我们大家。
May the Lord Jesus Christ abide with us and bless us.
现在我们要一起跪下祷告。
Now we will kneel down to pray.
求主耶稣与我们同在。
And may God be with us.
带领我们的聚会
and guide our service today.
一同我们跪下祷告。
Let us pray together.
早上要跟大家分享把握机会。
This morning, I would like to share with you the topic, make use of the opportunity.
我们人一生活在这个世上，有两种人。
As we live in our lives, we see two kinds of people.
有一种人是把握机会，也就是抓住机会，得到机会。
The first type is the one that gets hold of the opportunity and make good use of it.
那这样的人，他的人生是成功的人生。
And for these people, their life can be called a life of triumph.
那有一些人，是等待机会， 失去机会。
The second type of people are the one who await the opportunity and in the end lose the opportunity.
这样的人总会怨叹。
This kind of people lament.
命运不好。
And they call themselves of bad fate.
命运就是机会。
Fate is the opportunity.
所以一个人如果知道把握机会，他就会得到机会。
Therefore, if a person knows how to get use of the opportunity, then the person will use it wisely.
如果说一直都在等待机会，那可能就会失去机会。
If a person, on the other hand, keeps waiting for an opportunity, the opportunity will pass a person by.
所以我们要懂得把握机会。
Therefore, we should know how to and be wise in getting hold of the opportunity.
这个把握就是抓住它。
Because when we get hold, we grasp the opportunity.
因为机会啊，是神所赐的，神安排的。
Because all opportunity is given by God.
神给每一个人都有同样的机会。
God gives everyone the same opportunity.
而且是很多机会。
And He gives many opportunities to all people.
有非常充分的机会给予我们每一个人。
We all of us are given numerous and many opportunities in our lives.
所以一个人只要活在这个世上就有机会。
So as long as we're alive, we have the opportunity.
那问题是说我们懂不懂去抓住这个机会。
But the matter here is if we know how to get hold of the opportunity.
我们请看传道书第九章。
Let us see Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书第九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
Verse 11. 传道书第九章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11.
说我又转念见日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜，智慧的就是聪明的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得资财。灵巧的未必得喜悦，所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。这一段圣经是所罗门在日光之下所观察到的。
This verse is the result of the observation of Solomon of the things under the sun.
他看到有些人跑得很快。
He examined and saw that some people ran very swiftly.
他认为说这样跑这么快的人，速度这么快，他一定会赢。
And in his mind, the people that run with such speed will certainly win the race.
好像兔子跟乌龟在比赛。
It is like the race between the tortoise and the hare.
每个人都会说兔子一定赢。
Everyone will say that the hare will certainly win the race.
但是那个预言告诉我们乌龟赢。
But the story tells us that the tortoise in the end won the victory.
问题出在哪里？
So where is the problem?
乌龟把握机会。
The tortoise made use of the opportunity.
他每一刻的机会都不放弃。
And it made good use of every single moment and every single instant.
他尽他的所能的把握住。神给他的机会。
He did all within its possibility and made use of the opportunity handed to it by God.
一步一脚印，都不让机会失去。
Step after step, he didn't let the opportunity slip him by.
结果呢，他成功。
And in the end, it was victorious.
但是兔子呢，不一样。
On the other hand, matters were different with the hare.
他认为我跑得很快，我比你快多了。
Because it thought that I am much faster than you.
我一定赢。
I will certainly win.
所以他很有自信。
So it had much self-confidence.
他跑一下子就睡觉了。
And after running for a while, it stopped to sleep.
等我睡醒再跑还来得及。
And it thought I can even take a nap and I will be on time to win the race.
他不懂得把握机会。
And it did not know how to make use of the opportunity.
他只是靠他的跑得快。
Because they don't rely on the speed.
这样的人往往会失去机会。
This kind of people will often lose the opportunity.
因为他是等待机会的人。
Because they are awaiting the opportunity.
啊，所以圣经告诉我们。
Therefore, the Bible teaches us.
所罗门所看到的。
And this is what Solomon observed.
有些人呢，很有力气赢。
Some people have much strength.
认为他这个战争一定会赢。
And they are sure that they will certainly win the battle.
但是不一定。
But in the end, this is not so.
因为能不能得胜，所以在乎当时的机会。
Because the key to the victory is the chance of the moment.
当时的机会啊，不是靠你的力量可以掌握的。
And this moment, this chance is not based on our own strength.
像拿破仑。
This is comparable to Napoleon.
他百战百胜。
Who won victory after victory.
所以他就认为啊，我没有问题。
So he had the certainty that no battle was beyond his hand.
因为他以前的经验，百战百胜。
Because from his past experience, he had a victorious record.
没有想到，那一次滑铁卢之战。
And who would have thought that he would be defeated in the Battle of Waterloo?
在当时的那个机会是怎么样？
What happened in that opportunity he had?
就不是他的力量可以掌握了。
It was not dependent on his strength.
所以他失败了。
So he was defeated.
所以不是靠人有什么样的才能。
So, therefore, it is not the matter how capable we are.
认为我就可以得胜。
Thinking that we can have the victory.
就可以成功。
That we can have the success.
不是这样子。
It is not so.
是在乎啊。神所给的机会。
But everything is according to the time and the chance given by God.
那么这里说啊，是在乎临到众人的机会。
It says here that everything depends upon the chance happening to all men.
这个机会是临到众人的。
And this chance occurs and comes to all people.
那个机会是在当时的。
The opportunity is something of the moment.
那你要怎么去把握机会？
So how do you make use of the opportunity?
你要知道临到我的机会。
You have to,
当时的机会。
Identify that this opportunity comes to you at a certain time.
所以是要把握机会。
So you have to get hold of the opportunity.
不是等待机会。
Not await the opportunity.
因为机会已经临到。
Because the opportunity is already before
you. 你还在等待。
But you are still waiting.
它就会过去。
And then it will pass you by.
所以一定要懂得把握机会。
So you must know how to make use of this opportunity.
那这个机会就是在当时。
And this opportunity is something of the moment.
所以懂得把握当时的机会的人，他就会成功。
Therefore, those who know how to get hold of this opportunity will have the success.
所以圣经有很多勉励我们。
In the Bible, we have much encouragement in this respect.
要懂得把握机会。
Teaching us how to make use of the opportunity wisely.
看传道书第十一章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
十一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
第七节。
Verse 7.
说光本是佳美的，眼见日光也是可悦的。这里说光本是佳美的。
It says here that truly the light is sweet.
眼睛能够看到日光这个是最可喜悦的。
And it is a very joyful and pleasant thing for the eye to behold the
light. 这是神给人的机会。
And this is the opportunity that God gave man.
如果看不见光就没有机会。
Without seeing the light, we have no chance.
当你眼睛还能看到光的时候。哇，那就是你的机会了。
But when your eyes can still see the light, then this is your opportunity.
神给人的机会就是光。
And the opportunity given by God is the light.
所以当光临到你的时候
，So when the light comes to you,
你就要把握住这个机会了。
Then you have to get hold of this opportunity.
当你眼睛闭起来了，不能见光的时候，没有机会了。
When your eyes are shut and closed, then you cannot see the light, and therefore you have no opportunity.
所以说光本是佳美的。
That is why here it says that the light is sweet.
为什么佳美？
Why is it sweet?
这个呢就是临到我们的机会啊。
Because this is the opportunity that comes to you.
所以要 抓住这个机会。
And therefore, you must grasp this opportunity.
这是可喜悦的。
And this is something pleasant.
所以第八节告诉我们。
Then verse 8 tells us.
怎么样抓住这个可喜悦的光呢？
Verse 8 tells us how to get hold of this light that is sweet.
说人活多年，就当快乐多年。
It says here that if a man lives many years and rejoices in all of them,
这个光是可喜悦的，就是要让我们快乐。
This light, which is sweet and pleasant, it is meant to bring joy to us.
抓住机会的生活是快乐的。
Because a life that grasps the opportunity is a joyful life.
如果抓不住啊，失去机会啊，一定是不快乐的。
The life that lets the opportunity slip by is not a happy life.
总是怨叹。
It is a life filled with sorrow.
抓住机会的人，哇，很快乐。
For those
感谢。
Who grasp the opportunity, they are joyful and grateful.
所以能够把握机会，那你的生活就快乐，就充满了感谢。
So if you are able to get hold of the opportunity, your life will be filled with joy and with thanksgiving.
活多少年，快乐多少年。
The more you live, the more joyful you are.
哇，这种人生就是成功的。
And this type of life is a successful life.
这就是抓住机会。
This is to get hold of the opportunity.
如果一直失去机会，
if we lose the opportunity,
哇，那就不快乐了。
Then our lives will not be happy.
所以这个时候说，然而也要当想到黑暗的日子。
Therefore, it says also, yet let him remember the days of darkness.
就现在有光，你不抓住黑暗就会来了。
In other words, saying that if you do not grasp the light that is before you, then darkness shall come upon
you. 那黑暗来就没有机会了。
And when the darkness comes, you will have no more opportunity.
而且那个日黑暗的日子一定会来。
And moreover, you know that certainly the days of darkness will come.
所以要趁着有光的时候抓住这个光。
And this is why you should grasp hold of the light when it is available to you.
不要等待。
Do not wait.
抓住当时的机会。
Get hold of the opportunity of the moment.
这样的人生啊，是成功喜乐的。
Because this type of life is successful and joyful.
所以看第九节。
Let us see verse 9.
人生的黄金时期啊，就是少年人。
The prime of a person's life is youth.
以前我们读书的时候，常常得到老师的勉励，少年人啊，就是要懂得抓住机会。
When I was studying, the teachers often encouraged us to make use of the opportunity of being young.
常常说，这个是人生的黄金时期。
Telling us that you are at the prime of your life.
黄金时期没有抓住啊，再来就是赢的了。
And if you do not grasp what is prime, then you only have what is subprime.
赢的时期没有抓住，那就变铜的了。
And without the subprime things, then you grab what has no value.
那以后你就抓到是铁的了。
So in the end, you end up with no value at all.
所以啊，最重要的是黄金的时期要抓住，抓住。
Therefore, you must know how to make use of the best opportunity you can.
看他怎么说。
Let us see what verse 9 says.
少年人啊，你在幼年的时候当快乐。
It says here, rejoice, O young man, in your youth.
在幼年的日子，要使你的心欢畅，行你心所愿行的。
And let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart.
看你眼所爱看的。
And in the sight of your eyes,
这个就是抓住机会。
This is to get hold of the opportunity.
心里所愿意的，眼睛所看到的，抓住它。
What you see with your eyes and what your heart tells you, go and get it.
但在抓住机会的时候，要懂，要知道一件事情。
But when you do this, you must have something in mind.
所以要知道啊，在为这一切的事啊，神必审问你。
It says, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment.
抓住机会就是存着敬畏神的心。
Because to get hold of the opportunity is to have a heart of fear before God.
所以少年人如果有敬畏神的心，
so if the youth have the fearful heart to God,
那么就可以随时抓住所临到当时的机会。
Then they will be able to get hold of the opportunity that comes to them.
快快乐乐来过我们少年的这个时光。
Live their lives, the prime of their lives, with joy and with happiness.
行心里面所愿的。
Do whatever they please in their heart.
那个是神给的。
Because this comes from God.
要让你快乐的。
God wants you to be happy.
你就抓住它。
So you get hold of the opportunity.
看你神要你看的。
And see the things that God wants you to see.
要让你呀、得到知识。
So that you can gain wisdom.
因为眼睛所光显明给你看的。
Because when the light shines upon your eye,
要让你知识成长。
It is for your wisdom to grow.
你要多看这些东西。
And you should watch more of this wisdom.
把握机会。不要该看的不看。
Make use of the opportunity and let go of the things that you should not watch.
那就看那些呀、不该看的。
And cast aside the things that are not lawful for you to watch.
那就会失去机会。
Otherwise, you will lose the opportunity.
所以很关键的，我们看一个人的成功啊，就要看他的少年时期。
Therefore, a very key moment in a person's life in regard to their success is their youth.
每一个成功的人呢？他都会告诉你，我年轻的时候是怎么样的。
Because all successful people will tell you this is what I built up in my youth.
他懂得这样抓住那个机会。
They know how to get hold of this golden days of their lives.
行神要他行的，行看神要他看的。
And do the things that God wants them to do, and see the things that God wants them to see.
他一定很快乐。
And they will have a joyful life.
因为他所做的一定都是很好的。
Because all they do is pleasant to God.
其实人。这个智慧啊，神所给的、差不多的。
Because indeed the wisdom that God gives everyone is more or less the same.
除了有一些说很什么很特殊的那种天才之外
，Maybe there are some geniuses that are specially gifted.
一般的人都是一样的。
But aside from that, all of us are more or less
神给机会都是一样。
And the opportunity that we have from God is more or less the same.
都是差别在。会有没有抓住机会
？The difference is whether we know to grasp the opportunity.
一个人有一个快乐的童年
，If a person has a happy childhood,
那以后啊，他的人生一定是快乐。
Then they will certainly have a happy life afterwards.
所以圣经上说，你要引导、教养孩童啊。在孩童的时期啊，走在当走的道上。
This is why the Bible says that you must make the young walk in the right path.
就是这个道上。
And this is the path we are talking about.
到老就不偏离了。
Because in their old, in the days when they are old, they shall not be astray.
一直都是懂得去抓住神所给他的一切的机会。
Instead, they will know how to get hold of each opportunity that God puts before them.
他这一生一定是成功。
And their lives will certainly be a life of success.
所以一个少年人要懂得敬畏神。
So the youth should know how to be fearful to God.
来。抓住神给的快乐的时光。
And know how to get hold of the joyful times that God gives them.
所以在第十节告诉我。
Therefore, verse 10 tells us.
所以你当从心中除掉愁烦。
Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart.
少年人啊，心中如果有愁烦。
If the youth are sorrowful,
那就糟糕了。
Then this is a great tragedy.
所以看有些人呢，年纪很轻啊，他就会自杀。
And some people, although they are still young, they commit suicide.
把生命都失去了。
And they lose the life that comes afterwards.
因为他心中有愁烦。
Because they have sorrow in their hearts.
少年人呢，心中不要有愁烦，要把它除掉。
The sorrow should be removed from the heart of the youth.
再来，从肉体克去邪恶。
And then it says, and put away evil from your flesh.
那是肉体的情欲。
This refers to the fleshly desires.
对，保罗对提摩太说，你要逃避少年的私欲。
Therefore, Paul tells Timothy that he should escape youthful lusts.
这个是少年人特别要留意的。
Which is something that the youth should have especially in mind.
因为有敬畏神的心。
And because they fear God,
就会除掉愁烦。
Then they will put away the sorrow.
从肉体里面呢，来克去这个邪恶。
And also remove the evil from the flesh.
逃避少年的私欲。
In this way, escaping the vanity of youth.
那么这个是一生的开端。
This is the beginning of life.
在这个开始的时候，能够把握机会。
And in this, right from the beginning, we know how to make use of the opportunity.
成功的开始。
This is the beginning of success.
就是好的开始。
This is a good start.
那就是一个成功人生的开始。
Which leads to a successful life.
所以要把握机会。
So let us grasp the opportunity.
少年人呢，一定要把握这个少年的时光。
The youth must make good use of their youth days.
所以十二章第一节就劝我们。
And that is why chapter 12 verse 1 tells us.
要趁着年幼的时候。衰败的日子还没有来到。
That before the difficult day comes in the day of youth,
啊，那个衰败的日子来到了，就我毫无喜乐了，已经没有喜乐了。
Because when the days of difficulty come, I will have no sorrow.
那个时候啊，想要什么机会都没了。
Because then, even if I want the opportunity, I shall have it no more.
啊，所以这里说要趁年幼的时候，这个就是机会。
When it says here, in the days of youth, this is the opportunity.
要纪念造你的主。
In the days of youth, remember your creator.
所以从少年人很重要，要首先要懂得抓住这个机会。
So for the young, it is very important to know how to get hold of the opportunity.
就是要懂得敬畏神。
To know how to fear God.
所以从小呢，要学习敬畏神。
We must learn how to fear God when we are young.
有敬畏神的心，就懂得来抓住神所给的一切的机会。
Because if we have a fearful heart, we will learn and know how to grasp the opportunity that comes from God.
有些人说，等我什么时候我再来。
Some people say, I will wait until this and this happens, and then I will proceed.
有些人认为说，小孩子这么小，听不懂道理。
Other people think that children are small, so they do not understand this type of thing.
再来聚会。
So we let them grow and then bring them to service.
这样一等啊，可能就失去了。
But if you wait, then you are waiting for the opportunity to pass by.
不要以为小孩子听不懂道理。
Don't think that children cannot understand the truth.
在母亲的怀里头，他就听懂了。
Because within the bosom of the mother, they can already understand.
听道理不是用这个脑袋。
Because we listen to the truth not with the mind.
听道理是用灵。
We listen with the spirit.
在母亲里面的灵跟生出来现在长大的灵是一样。
And the spirit that dwells within the mother is the same spirit that dwells by itself.
所以这种敬畏神的心呢？是要从最小开始最好。
Therefore, a fearful heart is brought up best since the early days.
所以做母亲的要把握机会。
So to the parents, they must make use of this opportunity.
让自己的儿女啊、孩子啊，懂得敬畏神。
And teach their children how to fear God.
从怀孕开始。
From the moment they conceive.
那个是最好的。
And that is the best time to start.
不要等到什么时候。他会听懂话的时候，他不听。
Do not wait until a later day when you think that they understand, because they will not listen at all.
这个时候是最容易的。
Because the time, the first time is the easiest.
你给他什么，他就吸收什么。
Whatever you give them, they absorb it.
所以，诗篇二十二篇这样说。
Therefore, Psalm 22 says.
我们看一下诗篇二十二篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 22.
第九节
Psalm 22 verse 9
诗篇二十二篇第九节
Psalm 22 verse 9
这是大卫的诗他说第九节说但你是叫我出母腹的我在母怀里头你就使我有倚靠的心这里说，他在母怀里头啊，就有倚靠神的心。
This is a psalm of David, and he says that right since the time he was in his mother's womb, God made him have a trust in him.
那这个心从哪里来
？Where does this heart of trust come from？
从母亲来。
Comes from the mother.
第十节说
，Verse ten，
我自出母胎就被交在你的手里，从我母亲生我，你就是我的神。所以他一生下来，他就认识神了。
So when David was born, he already knew God.
如果在母腹里面没有这样的教育
，without this type of education when he was still in the mother's womb，
生下来他怎么会认识神
？How can he say he knows God when he is born？
这个是最好的。
And this is the best.
把握机会。
Make use of the opportunity.
来教导自己的儿女。敬畏神，认识神，
to teach 依靠神。Your children how to know God, fear God, and rely on God.
这一生啊，一定是成功的。
And this life certainly will be a life of success.
所以要把握机会。
Therefore, get hold of the opportunity.
好。再看， 主耶稣教训我们的。
Let us see also what Jesus teaches us.
我们看约翰福音第九章。
Let us see John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章。
John chapter
9. 约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9.
第四节
John chapter 9 verse 4
第九章第四节
Chapter 9 verse 4
趁着白日我们必须做那差我来者的工黑夜将到就没有人能做工了主耶稣这里告诉我们做神的工
Here Jesus tells us to do the work of God
要趁白日
And to do it while it is day
白日就是机会
Because the day is the opportunity.
不是等待什么时候。
It is not that we are waiting for a certain moment to come.
所以要做神的工，一定要懂得啊，把握白日。
So to do the work of God, we must take the opportunity while it is still day.
就是有光的日子。
Which is the moment when we have light.
所以今天的神给我们有这样的机会。我们就要把握住。
Therefore, when we see the opportunity from God that comes to us, we make use of it.
不要等到什么时候。
We do not wait for a later time to
come. 很多人都想说，等到什么时候我才来工作。
Because many people say I will wait until later to start to work.
我们要侍奉神，一定要把握机会。
But when we work for God, we have to get hold of the opportunity.
这里主耶稣教导门徒。
And here Jesus teaches his disciples
要趁着白日来做工
to work while it is day.
不要等晚上来了你就看不见了
Do not wait for the night to come when you can see no longer.
因为机会已经过去了
Because the opportunity has already passed you by.
因为那个光暗就随在光的后面
Because what follows the light is darkness.
光就是机会
And the light is the opportunity.
暗临到就没有机会
And the darkness is the lost opportunity. So you have to make use of the opportunity and grab the light while you see it. Because if you keep waiting, the darkness shall come before you. Therefore, do not wait. Instead, make use of the opportunity. This is what Jesus taught his disciples.
So we must 把握住神所给予我们的机会
Therefore, we must get hold of the opportunity that God gives us.
来做神的工
To do the work of God.
那这样才不会失去机会
In this way, we will not let the opportunity slip by.
有些人就是要等待机会
Some people want to wait for the opportunity to come to them.
结果呢，失去了机会
But in the end, in this way, they end up losing the opportunity.
后悔已经来不及了
And then they repent and regret, but then it will be too late.
所以要趁白日多做主工
Therefore, do the work of God while it is still day.
我们再看十一章
Let us turn to
约翰福音十一章
John chapter 11.
第九节
John chapter 11 verse 9.
十一章第九节
Chapter 11 verse 9.
主耶稣回答说：“白日不是有十二个小时吗？人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。”这里。主耶稣对门徒说
This is what Jesus says to the disciples in verse 9.
他说白日不是有十二个小时吗
Are there not 12 hours in the day?
那么人在白日走路就不至于跌倒因为看见这个世上的光
If anyone walks in the day, then he shall not stumble because he sees the light of this world.
这个是在说明主耶稣就是世上的光。
And here Jesus is saying that he is the light of the world.
当主耶稣还在世上的时候就是白日。
When Jesus is still in the world, then it is day.
这就是光。
This is the moment of light.
这就是机会。
This is the opportunity.
当主耶稣离开了就没有机会了。
And when Jesus leaves, then the opportunity also leaves.
所以要把握住这个机会。
We must make use of the opportunity.
那么主耶稣还在世上的时候
And when Jesus is still in the world
在当时来讲就主耶稣还没有 回去的时候
，in the terms of when the gospel was written, this refers to the time when Jesus had not returned.
就要来啊、相信耶稣基督。
And that was the time to come to believe in Jesus Christ.
很多人把握这个机会到主耶稣面前来。
Some people, many people, made use of this opportunity and came to Jesus.
所有的人到主面前来，不管他是什么病，或是患鬼的，或者什么困难。全部都得到解决。
And all of those who came, no matter if they were demon possessed, sick, or had other troubles, their difficulties were solved.
那么等到主耶稣回去了。
But when Jesus returned,
找不到了，机会失去了。
Then they could not find the Lord, and they lost the opportunity.
我们看到主耶稣在传福音的时候。
And we see Jesus preaching the gospel.
他从耶利哥城经过。
And we see him pass by the city of Jericho.
城门那边的坐了一些啊乞丐。
There were some beggars sitting by the gate of the city,
在向人呢求乞的
asking for help for the passersby.
圣经记载说有一个叫做巴迪买的。
The Bible says that there was a man called Bartimaeus.
他听到哇，这么多人从这里经过。
And he heard much noise and business around him and asked what was happening.
大家问他什么事情啊
？So he asked what was happening.
人家就告诉他说，拿撒勒耶稣从这里经过。
And people told him Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.
你看这个巴迪买怎么样
？So see what Bartimaeus did.
他马上大声叫。
He shouted in a loud voice.
把握这个机会。
He made use of the opportunity.
大卫的子孙啊，可怜我。
Saying, Son of David, have mercy on me.
开始的时候，主耶稣好像没有听到。
In the beginning, it seemed Jesus did not listen.
但是门徒说：“不要那么大叫，干什么
？”And the disciples told him to quiet down.
他越大声
，But he instead shouted at an even louder voice.
这下子耶稣听到了。
Now Jesus heard him.
耶稣就站住了。
And Jesus stood by himself.
你看这个机会被他抓住了。
And we see how in this way the opportunity reaches Bartimaeus.
耶稣说：“去叫他过来。
”Jesus said, "Bring him to me."
哇，门徒就说：“放心了。”他在叫你呢。
And the disciples told Bartimaeus, saying, "Be at peace, because the Lord wants to see you."
放心呐。
Now he can be at peace.
哇、哦，他一听到主耶稣叫他。
Now he heard that Jesus was calling him.
他的包袱就丢掉了。
So he threw away.
跳起来啊，就冲到主面前去。
His outer clothing and rushed to the Lord.
主耶稣说：“你要我为你做什么
？”And the Lord asked him, "What can I do for you?"
他说：“主啊，我要眼睛看见。”
To which he said, "Lord, I want to see."
你相信我能叫你眼睛看见吗
？Do you believe that I can give you sight?
他说：“主啊，我信。”
He said, "I believe."
因为他知道拿撒勒耶稣是谁。
Because he knew who Jesus of Nazareth was.
就是弥赛亚。
He was the Messiah.
所以他抓住这个机会。
And this is how he got hold of the opportunity.
向主呼求。
And he pleaded to the
Lord. 不然的话，一过去可能就没有再回来了。
Otherwise, if Jesus went by and he didn't shout to the Lord, then the opportunity would not return.
他失去了这个机会。
He would have lost the opportunity.
结果他抓住这个机会。
But in the end, he got hold of the opportunity.
主耶稣说：“照着你的信，给你成全了。
”And Jesus says, "May be according to your faith."
因为他有信心，所以他抓住机会。
And because he had the faith, he also had the knowledge of getting hold of the opportunity.
如果他没有信心，他就失去机会。
Without faith, he would have no opportunity as well.
所以他眼睛就明亮了。
Therefore, his eyes were open.
哇，很高兴一路跟从主耶稣。
And very joyfully, he followed the Lord wherever
he went. 一路荣耀神。
Wherever he went, he gave glory to God.
这就是把握机会。
This is to make use of the opportunity.
前几天我们去看那个慕道者，很可惜。
A couple of days ago, we went to see a true seeker, and it made us feel a bit discouraged.
其实他是有心要相信的。
Because this true seeker has a heart of believing.
但是他已经不能动了。
But he or she cannot move by him or herself.
他抓不住了。
He or she cannot grasp.
他看到这个机会。
And he or she sees the opportunity.
他也知道这个机会。
And they know there is the opportunity.
他想要抓住。
And they want to get hold of it.
他已经没有力气抓住了。
But they do not have the strength to grasp it.
他的手没有办法握住。
Their hands do not have the strength.
他想要握住。
Hold it, and they want to.
可是没有力气，就张开了。
But they do not have the strength to close their hand.
所以前上个礼拜我们听到说，本来想要去看他说，已经走了，很可惜。
Last week I wanted to go to see the true seeker, but then I heard that he or she is now gone.
所以说一个人呢。要能够懂得把握机会，才能得到 神给的机会。
So all of us need to know how to grasp the opportunity to get hold of the opportunity that comes from God.
今天呢，我们也是一样。
The same thing applies to us today.
趁着还有光的时候，赶快来走我们的路。
We must make haste while it is day, while there is light to walk the path we have before us.
白日不是睡觉的时间。
The day is not the time to sleep.
白日是走路的时候。
The day is the time to walk.
这个就是把握机会。
And this is to make use of the opportunity.
所以圣经上这样告诉我们。
Then the Bible tells us.
我们看箴言。第六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言第六章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 6.
箴言六章六节。
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 6.
说懒惰的人呢，你去查看蚂蚁的动作，就可以得到智慧。蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王。尚且在夏天预备食物，在收割的时候纪念粮食。第九节。
Six, seven, eight, and nine.
懒惰的人呢？你要睡到几时呢？你何时睡醒呢？再睡片时，打盹片时，抱着手躺卧片时，你的贫穷就必如强盗速来，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。这段圣经啊，在劝勉人不要懒惰。
Verse 6 to 11 tells us not to be lazy.
也就是说，不要失去机会。
In other words, don't let the opportunity pass by.
要懂得把握机会。
Instead, know how to get hold of the opportunity.
你看蚂蚁就是这有这个聪明。
And look at the ants because they have this type of intelligence.
蚂蚁最知道把握机会。
They know how to make use of the opportunity.
什么时候该工作，什么时候。休息。
They know when to work and when to rest.
就是把握机会。
This is to make use of
the opportunity. 一个懂得把握机会的人就知道我这个时候该做什么。
And to the person who knows how to use the opportunity, they know what they must do in the moment.
所以每一个时候他都知道要该做的事情，把该做的事情把它做好。
And moment by moment, they know how to do well the things they should be doing.
这个就是把握机会。
This is to make use of the opportunity.
不是等待像这个懒惰人等啊，我睡醒了再来。
It is not to wait like this sluggard who waits until he wakes up.
兔子就是这样睡觉，睡一下起来就懒，还可以追过去，结果没有想到追不过去。
This is what happened to the hare who thought it could so run, but it was too late.
所以这个。蚂蚁它没有官长，没有元帅，没有君王。
It says here that the ants have no captain, no overseer, or no ruler.
没有人来管它，没有人来吩咐它。
In other words, no one to command them or order them
around. 完全是从自己，从自己来做，自动的。
Everything they do is out of their own initiative.
一个人把握机会啊，一定是从心里面的。
When a person gets hold of the opportunity, it comes from the heart.
如果我们的心啊，没有把握住机会
，If our hearts do not see the opportunity,
那就会失去机会。
Then we will lose the opportunity.
等到别人告诉我们
，And if we wait for others to tell us that this is the time, then the time has actually gone by.
所以像蚂蚁一样，他知道什么时候该做什么，他自己没有人管辖，他自己。
So we should be like the ants who have no one to tell them what to do, but still they know what they should do.
所以我比较喜欢，对这小孩子呢，从小训练他自动。
So I myself prefer to teach the children to be self-sufficient and self-motivated since they are young.
一个被动的人呢，往往会失去机会。
People who are passive often let the opportunity pass by.
因为当别人看到机会的时候，告诉他。他要追已经来不及了。
Because when people tell them the opportunity is at hand, then the opportunity has already been seized by others, and it is too late.
机会不要等到别人看见来告诉我们。
Do not wait until someone tells you this is the right time.
是我们自己看见抓住它。
When you see it for yourself, then get hold of it.
所以眼睛看到光是美好的，喜乐的。
Therefore, it is sweet to behold the light.
每天都是这样抓住机会。
This is how pleasant it is to get hold of your opportunity every day.
就可以过得很快乐的日子。
Then our days will be joyful.
所以该什么时候该做什么。
So what to do at what time?
夏天的时候，蚂蚁说：“知道，夏天的时候我要预备粮食。”
The ants know how to provide supplies for themselves in the summer.
现在人家在收购的时候，哇，很多担粮食，我赶快去把它收集起来。
And now that it is the time of harvest and there is abundance of food, they stock the food.
他就可以安心过冬了。
And then they can pass the winter in peace.
不然到冬天的时候下雪了。
Otherwise, when it snows in winter,
他如果出来，他会被冻死。
If they go out to look for food, they will be frozen to death.
他不出来，他会被饿死。
And if they remain in their abode, then they will also starve to death.
所以他很聪明。
This is how their intelligence is shown.
现在赶快预备粮食。
And they know that this is the moment to prepare the food.
好，很勤劳。
And they are very, very diligent.
所以一个把握机会的人，一定是勤劳。
Therefore, the people who know how to use the opportunity are hardworking.
所以我们从小要懂得把握机会。
When we are young, we should know how to use the opportunity.
那么我们在教育上呢，尽量不要形成他被动的。
And when we educate our children, let us not let them become passive.
尽量要培养我们的小孩自动。
But instead, let us teach them how to be self-motivated.
他知道去把握机会，这样就会成功。
How to see the opportunity for them to be successful.
不要他一直都哇很乖很听话很乖很听话，到最后啊我就完蛋了。
It is not that they just listen to you and they're obedient, otherwise they will be lost.
没有人提醒的话，他就不懂了。
Without anyone reminding them what to do, then they will not do anything at all.
所以还是养成一个小孩自动最好。
So teach your children to be self-motivated.
自己知道，去抓住机会。
So that they know how to tell themselves to grasp the opportunity at hand.
这个时候该做什么
？What to do at what time？
这个最重要。
This
is 这个就是机会。
The most important thing. This is your opportunity.
神所给的机会。
This is the opportunity that God is giving you.
就是在当时。
And this is something of the time.
所以呢，我们每天都要知道哦。现在我该做什么
？So each day we must know what we should do.
不单言把该做的眼前的事情做好。
And do the things before us, before our eyes, with no delay.
这边做完了以后再看，还在的，接下来是这个。
After finishing the first task, we see what is the second task and go on to it.
不要眼前的东西呢，看不看？看，好高骛远，看那么，那个最好，那个最好，那个最好。等到到那个地方的时候，抓住它，这样。
Do not lose sight of the things that are right before you, and instead go looking for the things that are afar.
没有抓住眼前的那个前面的，你一定抓不到。
Because if you do not get hold of the things that are near you, you will not be able to get hold of the things that are afar.
把当前的抓住了，那么后来的一定没有问题。
Because if you get hold of the things right before you, you will be able to get hold of the things that are far away.
一定会到你面前的。
Because the things that are far will then be near.
如果面前的没有抓住，
but without getting hold of the things near to you,
那个不会来的。
Then the things that are far away will not come.
光你看看没有用的。
Because you can see them, but seeing for itself is of no use.
老师告诉我们说，不要好高骛远。
In the past, our teachers also told us not to daydream.
一句话我到现在还记住。
And this is something I still keep in my mind to this day.
今日事今日毕。
The things of today, do them today.
神就是这样工作。
And this is how God himself works.
你看创世纪第一章。
Look at Genesis chapter 1.
神每天完成每天的工作。
God finishes the task he has for each day in its own day.
他需要这样吗？
Does he need to do this?
他一句话就可以把一下子都完成了。
Because he can accomplish all things withJust a phrase.
为什么要一天一天来呢
？So why does he proceed day by day?
那个是要给我们就教导我们。
And this is to teach us something.
要让我们学习的。
This is for us to learn.
让我们知道神给的机会是每一天每一天。
For us to understand that the opportunity that God gives is from day to day.
你这一天的机会没有抓住，明天就不会来。
Because if you do not use the opportunity given to you today, then tomorrow you will not be able to.
所以要懂得把握机会。
So learn how do you get hold of the
opportunity. 神给予我们的是今天。
Because what God gives us today is
是现在
today, is now.
好地抓住它。
And we have to get hold of the moment.
一切都不会失去。
And we shall lose nothing.
如果现在没有抓住。
If we do not know how to get hold of the moment,
那下一个你看不见。
Then you cannot see what is next.
你会失望的。
And you will be disappointed of what comes behind.
因为你失去了机会。
Because you have lost the opportunity.
如果你抓住现在。
But if you grasp hold of the present,
你就有盼望。
Then you have hope.
你会看见那个未来的。
And you can see the future behind.
这个就是把握机会。
This is to get hold of the opportunity.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
131首
131.
接下来我们要一起感谢祷告。
Next, we'll make a prayer of thanksgiving.
求主耶稣圣灵带领我们。
May the Holy Spirit of God lead us.
圣灵运行在我们心中。
The Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts.
让我们明白神的旨意。
To make us and help us understand the will of God.
让我们看见神给我们每天的机会。
For us to see the opportunity that God bestows us every day.
我们会牢牢地抓住它。
Let us grab hold firmly and steadfast of this opportunity.
抓住机会就会成功。
Because if we get hold of the opportunity, we shall be successful.
就会得到神所应许的。
And we will receive the promise of God.
雅各出生的时候慢了一步。
When Jacob was born, he was behind.
但是他却抓住了以扫的脚跟。
But he knew how to grasp to the ankle of Esau.
你看。在肚腹里面他就知道了。
Look how he knew how important this is right from the womb of his mother.
这个是长子最重要的。
He knew how important it is to be
the firstborn. 承受神一切的应许。
Because it implies receiving the blessings and the promises of God.
所以他抓住他的脚跟。
So he got hold of the ankle of his brother.
抓住机会。
He grasped the opportunity.
很聪明啊。
He was very wise.
你看，出生的时候就会了。
Look how he knew this right
from the moment he was born. 稍微长大一点。
Then when he grew up,
他就抓住机会。
He got hold of the opportunity.
所以那一天呢，你看那个是好机会。
So see that that day was a day of opportunity.
他哥哥以扫内昏的时候。
That was a moment when his brother was extremely exhausted.
一旦内昏了，你看会发生什么事情
？And look the things that happen when one is extremely exhausted.
他就不晓得分辨好歹了。
One doesn't know how to differentiate evil from good.
所以看到红豆汤爱得不得了，比生命还好。
So when he saw the red stew, he loved it more than life itself.
哇，他雅各看到，哎，我哥哥这么爱吃红豆汤。
And when Jacob saw how much his brother desired that red stew,
红豆汤是他所最爱。
How he saw how that dish was precious before his eyes.
哎呀，我这个最爱是长子的名分。
He thought to himself that what he desired most was being called the firstborn.
啊，两个最爱来交换刚好嘛。
And it is only fitting to exchange what they love most.
啊，这个是好机会。
That was a precious opportunity.
叫他哥哥，那你长子名分卖给我。
So he told his brother, please sell me your birthright.
如果以扫不愿意，他哥哥不愿意，你雅各也没有办法。
If Esau was unwilling to do this, then the younger brother had nothing to do still.
但是雅各厉害就在这里，这个是一个机会。
But this,
这一次过去就没有机会。
This is how the intelligence of Jacob is shown, because he knew that was the only opportunity that would come to him.
他抓住这个机会。
And he got hold of the opportunity.
一下就成功了。
And this is how he saw success immediately.
我累得快死了，那这个。长子的名位有什么意思？好。
He so said, "I am dying. I am to the point of exhaustion. What good is it to me to be called a firstborn?"
高兴得不得了。
And he was actually joyful to give away the birthright.
很高兴。
So Esau was joyful.
这个不能吃的东西。
This thing I cannot eat.
红豆汤这么好吃。
And now I have the red stew before me.
他认为他聪明。
He thought he was wise.
所以就交换。
So they exchange what they consider most precious.
两个都很高兴。
And both of them were rejoicing.
可是到最后谁高兴？
But in the end, who was still rejoicing?
所以到最后，以扫就痛哭了。
In the end, what Esau had was sorrow and weeping.
但是没有办法挽回这个事情。
But he could not revert the situation.
因为是启示的，神作证的。
Because this was an oath made before God's eyes.
所以长子的福分还是归雅各。
So the right to be called firstborn was still under Jacob.
以扫啊。要不回来了。
And Esau could not get this back.
这个圣经告诉我们。
And this event tells us.
我们不要像以扫。
That we should not be like Esau.
失去机会啊。
Losing the opportunity in such way.
要像雅各。
We should be like Jacob.
牢牢抓住。
Grasping the opportunity steadfastly. To grasp the ankle of the firstborn.
长子的名分。
To grasp the name of being called the firstborn.
长子是谁？
Who is the firstborn? It is Jesus Christ.
把主耶稣的脚跟牢牢抓住。
Let us grasp hold of the foot of
Jesus. 从受洗那一天就抓住他。
For the moment we are baptized, let us not let go.
啊，那以后呢？抓住这个名分。
And this is how we get hold of this name.
今天我们已经得到这个名分。
And today we have received this name.
哎，不要轻易的又卖掉了。
Do not sell it for it.
啊，牢牢的抓住。
Things without value, instead,
就是神的大爱所给予我们的机会。
Grasp this opportunity, which is at the same time the great love of God.
我们要牢牢抓住主耶稣。
Let us grasp on to Jesus Christ.
抓住这个长子的名分。
And get hold of the name of the being called the firstborn.
那我们就成功了。
And then we will be successful.
我们现在一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us now pray together.